USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials in the U.S. are pushing to get more people vaccinated against COVID, warning that variants of the virus could quickly spread. White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci said Tuesday that slowing vaccination rates could leave the U.S. open to the proliferation of the Delta variant, first identified in India. That variant has become the dominant strain seen in new cases in the U.K. Only about 6% of new cases in the U.S. are of the Delta variant. Health officials are working to find ways to get to President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. And the Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the floor of the Senate that the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.